Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Sonia Rincon, and here are today's top local stories. A former Long Island Railroad conductor is suing the railroad and the MTA, claiming he was wrongfully terminated for expressing his political views. 29-year-old Stephen Rosati was at the Capitol on January 6th. He claims he was only at a rally before the attack on Congress and that he did nothing illegal. He was suspended and then fired. The MTA at the time said he was spreading dangerous right-wing conspiracy theories online and organizing local rallies. According to Newsday, before he was fired, he was put in charge of mask enforcement on the trains. But he called the pandemic fake and called vaccinated people losers on his social media. Rosati has since moved from Long Island to South Carolina. No comment yet from the MTA on his lawsuit. The mother of a 14-year-old girl who was missing for nearly a month in East Orange, New Jersey, is due in court this weekend on child endangerment charges. Jamie Moore is accused of abuse and neglect. Even before her teen daughter, Josiah, went missing, she wasn't enrolled in school. The teen turned up Thursday in Harlem after having been deliberately staying under the radar in Brooklyn, sleeping in a shelter, according to Essex County Acting Prosecutor Theodore Stevens, who says she'd changed her appearance and didn't want to be found.
It appears that Josiah was a runaway. With regard to crimes committed, this is a continuing investigation. We're not able to make any particular announcements at this time.
Jamie Moore started a GoFundMe, publicly pleaded for help finding her daughter, and insisted she wasn't a runaway, alleging she'd been kidnapped. But her pleas raised the profile of the case, which may have led to the tip that helped find the 14-year-old in the city. Well, no rain for the Macy's Thanksgiving parade balloon test run this morning, but it was windy, and that made for good practice for the handlers out at Citi Field as they wrangle some new characters debuting at the parade Thanksgiving Day.
Five big Macy's balloons really had a workout in the Citi Field parking lot. They had a tough time keeping one balloon in particular, Ada Twist Scientist, in the air. One of the flight handlers, Teresa Donahue, said Ada Twist had a mind of her own.
You have to get her up. You have to keep her level. She was kicking around and knocking people over.
Will Cost, the executive producer of the parade, said on Thanksgiving Day, they definitely will monitor the weather.
If we do have sustained winds over 23 miles an hour with gusts over 34 miles an hour, that is a point in time where we'd have to meet with our partners over at City Agency and decide whether or not the balloons are able to fly.
They also tested a new Ronald McDonald, as well as Groga and Pikachu and Eevee. Carol DiIoria, 1010 Winds in Queens.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.